back here on our Wednesday talk around. Nice morning, sunshine, and 27 degrees where we're at. Wednesday, which means only one thing, got to talk with our friends at OSPTI. Over in Breckenridge, got Sam on the phone with me this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
I love the topic today because, well, actually Friday, first day of spring, and we get OSPTI talking about 5Ks. That makes me think even more of spring. What's happening with this?
Yes, I figured with spring just around the corner, why not start talking about our 5K? Because it is going to be here before you even know it.
Absolutely. And this is an event that you guys have grown. I mean, it just keeps getting bigger every year, right?
Yes, yes. We have been lucky that every year it seems like we gain more and more people. And not just from our community, we get people from outside of the community, like Fargo and other surrounding areas. It's been fun just to see the people that come out for this, and it's of all ages. It's just a great little event that we do, and it's great because all of our proceeds always benefit an organization within our community. So every year we pick an organization and we have all of our proceeds go towards them that we make for these 5Ks. And this year we have picked Three Rivers Crisis Center and Kids Connection. We are going to be donating everything to them to help them out for the next few years with all of our proceeds that we have. So with that being said, our race is going to be May 6th of this summer. You can pre-register and have that done at least by April 15th. At 3 p.m. just to guarantee a race t-shirt.
Right. And again, with this getting bigger and bigger, the earlier people get signed up for this, the better. And what a great group to help out Three Rivers Crisis Center. Man, talk about a group of people doing great things in the community. I think you picked a winner there, Sam.
Yes, I know. And they are actually going to be helping us out for the event. So it's great to kind of come out and meet the people that help and run that organization as well, and kind of get to know a little bit more about what they do for our community.
And Sam, one thing I want to bring up too, every time we've talked about things like the 5K, you don't necessarily have to run this thing. You can walk it, right?
Oh, exactly. Yes, you can walk it. We have parents that have their kids in strollers. So it's not always a race. It's a fun run walk, we like to call it.
Absolutely. And as far as your staff over there, you all have a really good time with this.
Oh, yeah. It's always a fun little event that we get to do. And it's just great to see the people in the community out and about on the streets doing this race. And it's just fun to see how it grows and all the people that tend to come and return and people that they bring along with them that are new to the event. So, yes, it's a great event, and we always look forward to it.
Exciting stuff, definitely. Sam, one more time, give us dates and times.
Yes, you can start registering for that now, and our pre-registration ends April 15th by 3 p.m. That is when you can guarantee to get a race t-shirt. But otherwise, you can even register all the way up to the day of the event, which is May 6th. You can show up that day of the event before the race starts at 6, so come on out, and you can register that day at least by 5:30.
And, Sam, do we go to your website to get that done, or we just give you a call or both?
Go ahead and give us a call, or you can even swing on by over to the office and fill out your paperwork as well.
All right. What's your phone number over there?
Our phone number here is 218-641-7725.
Sam, always great talking with you, and exciting stuff about the 5K. Have a great rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you. You too.
That is Sam over at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring.